After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Hey, honey, I love you.
An inmate at the correctional facility. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Yep,
hi.
How you doing?
Well, all right, just got out of the courthouse. We're going to go grab something to eat. Ponderosa.
Yeah. Tom's pissed.
Because he can't get off the case?
Yes. He's like, look at the position you put me in. Your family, your aunt, somebody better be coming for money immediately.
We're trying. I just gave him $500, not yesterday, the day before.
Yeah. I wouldn't even worry about it. There's no more money. There isn't. You got to pay your bills and take care of things. And that's all there is. Tell your aunt.
Yeah.
That's the same thing, you know. That's it.
Okay. And Linda was getting into it with the prosecutor.
How come?
I don't know, but I went in the room because I didn't want a part of it.
The skinny one?
Woman? Yeah. Yeah.
Did she get rude with Linda, or Linda get rude with her or something, or what?
I think they both were a little rude with each other.
Oh, really?
From what I heard.
What did the prosecutor say?
In the hallway.
What did the prosecutor say to Linda?
I don't know. I didn't listen because I went in the room. When I walked out, they were yelling, so I went in the room.
Like really yelling?
Pretty loud.
Wow. So did your attorney say that there's going to be all this, or what's going on?
She says with the divorce, and there's already under a court order for no contact and stuff. But then when we do that, then there's no reason for us to have this other case.
Okay.
So you wouldn't be admitting to the petition or signing off or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, possible. They're going to continue their therapy and everything, and maybe later on something will be happening with letters or something.
Yeah.
But we have to follow the court orders.
Right.
Of no contact, which we won't anyway, because we haven't done. So.
Yeah, we know. We do everything we're supposed to. I just want to make sure I call you when the kids aren't even, you know, sleeping if I can or something, you know, or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
Your call is 10 minutes away in this phone call, then you're done.
What's that?
You have 10 minutes away in this phone call, then you're done. I just wanted to tell you.
Okay.
Who are you with?
Your mom and Carrie and my mom.
How are they doing?
Okay.
Hard to see everybody.
Mom loves them.
Tell her I love them.
Carrie loves them.
I love them so hard.
My mom says we all do.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Gosh, I love those kids. I hated Dewey being there.
What?
I hated that Dewey guy being there.
Me too. I told my attorney I didn't want him.
What'd she say?
She goes, do you want me to see a Philly? And I said, I just think it's a little bit easier. Why is he here? Because he's never been here before.
He was asked by the Sergeant Julie Jones to not come around me or my family. And there he was. I don't understand it. He's going to hurt somebody. I saw Jamie and Jerry were there.
Yeah. Your dad.
I didn't see my dad.
Yep, he was there. Right next to your mom.
They're just too hard.
Was there too, but she sat in the back.
Who was?
Stephanie.
Yeah, I saw that Stephanie. She waved at me.
Linda and Barb were there.
I saw Linda and Barb. And Mom, and Jamie and Jerry, and you. I wanted to tell you I loved you.
Yeah.
I wanted
you
to
loved
you.
I went to look at you, and you're gone.
Just know I love you, okay? Tell Mom and everybody I love them, too. My mom right there?
Yeah.
Let me talk to her just 1 second, and I'll talk to you. Love you.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
I hate coming there. It's too hard on me.
I know.
I'm ready to freaking lose it.
Don't lose it. Don't lose it.
It's just tough because...
I know why it's tough. You don't even have to explain. But it's not over and things are going to start rolling now. We had to wait till we got a sentence before we could even start the appeal or anything else.
No, we've already got the sentence yesterday.
I know. I just,
so,
that,
they,
that was
they,
he... Pardon
they
me, baby?
They signed me the attorney, then you can start working on it, and Kelly can give them all the information, and... So, I'm going to write you a letter.
She's going to stay at our house in your room. And Joe Eldred said that attorney was one of the best on the field.
But that's not going to be the appeal attorney, honey, Mom. I don't think.
Really?
No, I don't think that. I don't think so. That's going to be the attorney for the Dale case, Mom.
Oh, I don't know one from the other.
Yeah, and the other one's the insurance fraud thing. I don't even know what is going on with all this stuff. I can't believe this.
I don't
stop.
Either. That just blows me out the water.
I told you. I knew they were going to do this. They've already got me. Why do they keep doing this? Leave me alone already, you know?
I don't understand it.
They just want to screw up my whole life. She wants to put me away forever.
Well, yeah, your probation officer said 2-7. The attorney general is the one that took it up. What should?
Mm-hmm.
But see, that works in your favor too.
No, it doesn't. Because
believe it or not.
No, I don't, Mom. Because I got all these other cases, and she's not going to stop. She's going to get me all these cases she can, so I'm in there till I'm 100. That's what she's trying to do. Isn't that Robert doing me then made me so mad.
That made me mad.
Was he rude to anybody?
Was I? No, he wasn't rude to nobody. I did try to see what he was driving, but he walked a lot faster than your mama.
Yeah. All right, well, let me talk to you.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes, so I love you millions.
Love you, bye.
And you call me later. Here's Carrie.
All right.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Doing okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
I
love you.
I love you, too.
All right, let me talk to you again.
Hey, I love you. Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, I love you.
I love you, too. I'm so mad at Tom.
We'll get through it.
Make sure you tell him we don't have any money. You can't afford to spend anything. Nothing more. Okay?
Yep.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
None of my family can.
What?
None of my family can, but I love you and I'll miss you. And
I love you. We can't worry about him. He's just another piece of
puzzle. I just worry about everything. I just worry about everything. I just worry about 15 years. That's just so long.
It won't be that long. I never know.
I love you, honey, okay?
I love you, too.
I'll never, ever give up on you and never leave you.
I know.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Okay.